for example, Pierre, for these urgent care today's date is 1/20/2024. Dictation is for Leslie Rhodes. Rhodes spells R-H-O-D-E-S. Leslie spells L-E-S-L-I-E. Date of birth is 09/20/1954. This is a 69-year-old gentleman. Here for routine follow-up period. Next paragraph. Mr. Rhodes has a history of hypertension, morbid obesity, BPH. Is there for follow-up for this condition and medication refill period? He states, since his last visit, he has been seen and diagnosed with COVID and has not been able to stop coughing and said he continues to have a discomfort in his chest, period. Chest cough is productive of clear sputum. He denies respiratory difficulties, denies shortness of breath, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative except for those mentioned above, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam. He's alert, oriented, obese gentleman with frequent coughs. He appears in mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98% at room air. Blood pressure 137/93. Pulse 74. Respiration 18. Temperature 97.6. Period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Respiratory good. Inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress. No paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph. Cardiac regulator rhythm. No murmurs. No peripheral edema or cyanosis. Period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Abdomen distended, secondary to obesity. No visible peristalsis, no rebound, no guarding, no tenderness to palpation. Period. He has normal bowel sounds. Period. Next paragraph. Skin. No abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules. No vesicles or bulli. Period. Next paragraph. Extremities. Full range of motion of upper and lower extremities. No discomfort or range of motion. He bears weight well with no antalgic gait. Period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented times three, cranial nerves, retention is normal, motor and sensory functions and normal, mood and effect of normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment of plan, assessment of 1 is hypertension, number 2, obesity, number 3, benign prostate hypertrophy, number 4, neuropathy, number 5, cough, number 6, chest discomfort, period. Number 7, refer for screening colonoscopy, period. Next paragraph, patient had a lengthy discussion about preventive medicine, including colonoscopy, eye exam. He indicated that he's due for an eye exam and would make that appointment. He was given a consult to see a gastroenterologist to discuss a colonoscopy, period. Patient has been diagnosed with COVID and still has a chest cough and chest discomfort. I did a request for a CT chest with contrast. Patient does not want to go to the emergency room today, he says. He has somewhere he has to be and cannot miss that appointment. So he will go to the emergency room he'll go to any emergency room close to his neighborhood if he gets worse, period. Patient's medication were refilled as follows: O2, metoprolol 50 milligrams 1 PO daily for 9 days, number 90. Next medication, tamsulosin hydrochloride 0.4 milligrams 1 PO daily for 9 days, number 90. Next medication, gabapentin 300 milligrams 1 PO BID for 9 days, number 180. Next medication, finasteride 5 milligrams 1 PO daily for 9 days, number 90. Next medication, amlodipine bestillate 10 milligrams 1 PO daily for 9 days, number 90. Next line, patients was given a consult to River Oaks Radiology for a CT of his chest. Next consult, colonoscopy. This will be done at Dr. Ravi Mopardi. Patient was given a copy of this consult and strongly encouraged to call for appointment. He says he understands and will comply. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. Labs are drawn to the labs include CBC, CMP, lipid profile, A1C, TSH, T3, T4, and the vitamin D. End of dictation. Now, please include that lipids were also drawn. End of dictation.